I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Georgia's cotton is among the state crops suffering some of the worst effects of the wet growing season. In spite of that, the 2021 cotton crop is looking to be much better than 2020's crop. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the condition of the nation's cotton crop remains good and has improved from the week before.
Cotton condition, despite the delays in development, remains quite good. 65% good to excellent, just 6% very poor to poor. That is actually an improvement from last week's numbers when we were at 64% and 8% respectively. This year's crop is going to end up far better than what we saw for the 2020 cotton crop. At this point in the season, just 43% good to excellent and 24% very poor to poor. There are just a handful of states showing double digits for very poor to poor condition ratings. Looking at those two categories, we do see a few of the southeastern states that have been affected by wetness with low double digits for very poor to poor ratings. That list includes Georgia at 10%, as well as North Carolina 11%, and Tennessee at 12% very poor to poor.
Rippey says significant harvest activity is happening in just a few states, including Texas and Louisiana. In Georgia and neighboring states, it was still too wet to get out into the fields due to hurricane activity and other rain events. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.